USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse is testifying in his own defense on Wednesday in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is the 18-year-old accused of opening fire on looters and rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the riots over a police shooting in 2020, killing two men. Rittenhouse saying he went to Kenosha to protect businesses from rioters and looters and was only defending himself. After nearly 2 weeks of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine being authorized for use in kids aged 5 through 11, the White House on Wednesday is giving an update. Jeff Zients, the COVID-19 response coordinator, sharing some encouraging news.
By the end of the day today, we estimate that over 900,000 kids ages 5 through 11 will have already gotten their first shot.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is forming a concert safety task force after eight people were killed at a Houston music festival. Abbott saying Texans should not have to worry about their safety at musical events like AstroWorld. He wants task force members, which include the Texas Music Office, DPS, and Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, to study things like crowd control and controlled substances. The injuries and deaths happened last Friday during Travis Scott's performance at AstroWorld. The Russian man who worked on the Steele dossier is going on trial next spring. Igor Danchenko pleaded not guilty Wednesday to lying to the FBI about working on the dossier. It claimed alleged ties between Russia and former President Donald Trump to help him win the 2016 election. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham, who brought the charge with Danchenko, going on trial in April. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Airlines are continuing to expect a huge boost in passengers as the United States international ban comes to an end. America reopening to visitors who are vaccinated against COVID. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby tells CNBC the demand is huge for folks traveling now that the borders are open to vaccinated travelers around the world.
It opened on Monday, and we had 33 flights at United that came back from Europe to the United States, and you know, almost 100% load factor on those flights. Huge pent-up demand, you know, and some heartwarming scenes of people reuniting with family that they hadn't seen in 2 years. It's great to have our European friends and others from around the globe coming back to the United States. And I think as we set up for next summer, it's going to be the biggest travel season, at least between North America and Europe, that we've ever had.
Arizona is suing President Biden and his administration for enforcing COVID vaccine mandates against federal employees and contractors. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich explains on Fox News why he opposes the regulations.
We think it's clearly unconstitutional. The president has no authority in that anywhere in the Constitution. It sets a very, very dangerous precedent because at the end of the day, our U.S. Constitution can't be masked, it can't be distanced, and it should never be canceled. And that's what the Biden administration is essentially trying to do.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.